Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Shanice Gatewood on the line with me. Shanice, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, sister?
I'm good. So, you are, you know what? Let me let you say who you are and what you do.
Well, my name is Shanice Gatewood Ali. I just got married a couple of months ago. I am the CEO of We Are Phenomenal Woman, Inc. We are a nonprofit organization. We basically cater to people who dealt with domestic violence, sexual abuse, physical and mental abuse, spirituality. We're going to work on that soon. And we also talk about bullying as well. My organization goes anywhere anybody need us. As long as we're able to get there, we will be there. So far, we have covered to Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx, and we are based in Harlem. Every Saturday, we have workshops. We have guest speakers. We are more like a support group. The women come in and they talk about what they went through.
Right.
We cry together. We laugh together.
Mm-hmm.
We eat together. And we share our, you know, emotional stress at the time or just a general conversation. We don't have that within our Black community. We don't have some place that we, well, there is, but some people just don't, probably don't feel like going
right
to them, especially if they don't feel comfortable.
Right.
So we make everybody feel comfortable. We even have the kids come through and talk about bullying.
Right.
So, you know, that's some of the things that we do. I could go on and on, but I'm going to pass the mic back over to you.
Okay, yes. We Are Phenomenal Women is a wonderful organization, and I am a proud member of the organization.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I have attended the groups, and the groups are everything she's saying. It's a safe space where women can just go, chill, and de-escalate and take off some of that stress and find out the key element is that you're not alone, and this is not only happening to you. It's happening to a lot of people, but I'm thankful for what you're doing and allowing the women to come and gather in a space mm-hmm. where we can just, you know, let our hair down
mm-hmm.
and also come to some conclusions. So not only are we talking, but talk about some of the additional support you provide as far as, you know, phone numbers and
mm-hmm.
assistance.
We all hooked up with the Family Justice Center. I had reached out to them, had a meeting with them, and they said that if there's anyone who needs an advocate for them, they would also help you with housing and a few other things to help you with your signing you up for public assistance if you don't have it. Family Justice Center will definitely help you with that. So the Family Justice Center in the Bronx, if you ever needed to speak to someone regarding that,
then we also
have information regarding someone who feel like they want to commit suicide. We also have that number as well. Suicide hotline is 1-800-273-8255. Your child is being bullied, 1-800-420-1479. That's just a few. So if they need any additional information, they just have to come into the workshop.
That's right. That's right. We want you to come to the workshop. Do you have a phone number or email where they can contact the website where they can find out where the workshops are?
WeAreFenomenalWoman.com
mm-hmm.
is our website that anyone can go to, see our information, see our progress, and be a part of the journey by just putting the application or request information.
Right.
And it will come straight to me. I will, once they give their number, then I can be able to call them.
Right. Because mm-hmm. we have to be discreet about the location. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, everybody just show up and we don't want the abusers showing up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You've been doing, I mean, this for years now, and you've gotten a whole bunch of accolades, nominations, honors, mm-hmm. plaques. How does that make you feel that what you started is now being looked upon and you're being called upon to speak by some mm-hmm. great people and mm-hmm. other various organizations?
Right.
You know, what does that feel like?
Well, I'm going to say it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
It lets me know that I'm going in the right direction. However, I don't mind sharing the spotlight with my team.
Right. That's true. You know, I know that. Yeah.
It, definitely. At the end of the day, I don't want to do this all by myself. I want to share the opportunity with my members who are very much dedicated on doing some of the work. If it wasn't for them, probably wouldn't even be going this far,
right,
you know?
Right.
But at the end of the day, when it's something is your passion, unfortunately, I would probably have a whole lot of gray hair, but when something is your passion, you will not give up your passion for nothing in the world.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some of your background of what really inspired this, you know, because part of what you're doing is that you discovered talking about it is part of the healing process and not being silent and confined and isolated.
Right. Well, when I was 18, I was in a relationship with someone, and unfortunately, inside the house or where I live, my mom was strict. It was my mom was my mother, my father. Mm-hmm. And I was the oldest of all her first child, but it's six of us. And it was a lot. I wanted to be a child. I wanted to have fun. So the day that I ran away, I thought I was running away. He beat my mother up, and I should have saw the signs then. But at this time, I really didn't know where to go but him, because I felt like he was my protector.
Right.
So by me staying there with him, his mother didn't know I was living there. And we was in a room, small room, near the kitchen. And if I had to use the bathroom, I couldn't just get up and walk around. I had to pee in a bucket. And Lord knows if I had to do anything else, he will distract his mom and I would just slide through, you know, going to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I became isolated,
you know,
very much isolated and scared and nervous. And my cousin, I would address these things to my cousin, but she's same age as I am.
Right.
You know, maybe we're probably a year apart, but what could she do? She was still living with her parents.
Right.
So now I'm 19, I'm 20. I had a baby by him.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a few, but I just wound up with one.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, if I felt like if he was going to do this to me with just this one, what else would happen if I had more children? I probably wouldn't be able to get out.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I had my one daughter, and he still was doing certain things. He's stalking me. And as we know now, stalking is a part of domestic violence.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Right.
You know, I was early 20. Until one day I decided to get out, and I had somebody else in the house, and I was tired of getting choked, burnt, stabbed, or cheated on, all these different numerous amount of things, talked down to. He actually told me I would never amount to nothing.
Right.
You would never amount to nothing. I said, whoa. I went to school and got my bachelor's.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking about getting my master's. I got my own organization.
Right.
I have,
that's right.
You know, I'm out here getting plaques and awards and certificates and citations from Inez Dickens. So
right.
I'm grateful and I'm very much humble. But at that time, I was scared. I thought I was by myself.
Right.
And so I started speaking about it. I'm 46 years old now. I started talking about this maybe a couple of years ago.
Wow.
And I said, wow, you went through that too? Started talking to other females. You went, wow. So that's how I formed We Are Phenomenal Women.
Yeah, and I mean, the numbers are staggering of
mm-hmm.
the women that are abused. Even with the latest news headlines of actresses being,
mm-hmm.
you know, sexually molested just to get a part or threatened about their career and being blackballed if they don't.
Right.
It's huge. It's huge, and it's needed.
Right.
I don't interview people for just interviews. It's definitely to inform you all and to, you know, put a stamp on organizations that are actually really making a difference and doing something. And
right.
We Are Phenomenal Women are doing just that. Shanice, I'm proud of you. I'm proud to be a part of it. And,
thank you. Yes.
You know, just keep doing what you're doing. And let's
mm-hmm.
give the website again.
Okay. So that's wearephenomenalwoman.com.
Okay.
Wearephenomenalwoman.com.
Okay. Tell us some of the guests that you've had come through. You know, you had someone come through about healing.
Yeah.
You recently had someone come in to talk about, which I thought was great, LGBT
mm-hmm.
domestic violence, bullying. I mean, these groups are so phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you going out and getting professional people or people who can really talk about this is just great. So right. How do you go about making all these network connections?
Well, on the grace of goodness, I have a supportive husband. He also attends the workshops, and he also realized that he was in an abusive relationship as well. And I started realizing, oh my goodness, men do go through that.
Right.
You know, my husband is very supportive, and, you know, God is so good that we drive. So when somebody say, hey, Shanice, come out to this event, we there.
Right.
And it might necessarily be for me to speak. It would be for me to be in the same company of others because right. people do see what I do.
Mm-hmm.
When I say I need, you know, the doors open, you know, and wow. it's like, well, you need somebody for that? I got you.
Right.
Boom. Next
right.
thing you know, I got a number coming through, and I'm like, wow, that's what's up.
Right.
So just recently we had a young lady that came out from Brooklyn, I think she's
yeah.
from, and she spoke on healing.
Mm.
And that was so powerful
yeah,
because
that was a great work.
It was. I could sit there and talk about all this stuff myself, but when y'all hear it from other people,
right,
it's something different. Now y'all got another connection mm-hmm. with somebody else who started an organization.
Right.
One of my members, the youth committee, Michelle, she spoke on LGBT because she says she's a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all due respect to that, I asked her, would she be able to enlighten us on the LGBTQ community? Because if we don't understand our people in the world, then we're going to continue to distance ourselves from them.
Right.
She just is a human being, as you say I am.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Right.
And abuse is abuse. It crosses
right.
religion. It crosses ethnic backgrounds.
Right.
Skin
mm-hmm.
color. It doesn't matter.
It does not matter.
It's ugly. It's a beast. Like you said, it affects men as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it absolutely does not discriminate.
Absolutely not.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't discriminate. And so that makes what you're doing just a lot greater. But what I really love is that you are in the heart of Harlem. And, I mean, that's close to all the five boroughs. If you just want to come out, you don't even have to say nothing. I promise you, the environment is so filled with love
mm-hmm.
that you can just sit there and feel the love pouring on you and leave
mm-hmm.
and be like, what just happened? That was great.
Right.
Where was I? And you'll just keep coming every week.
Yes.
It's just a great, great situation. What else?
Well, I could talk about the upcoming events.
That's what I was thinking about. Yes. Let's talk about the white party.
So the white party, this makes our third all-white event. This time we chose to do something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to name it Unmasked the Abuse All White Masquerade Fundraiser,
mm-hmm.
which would be at 583 Riverside Drive on the 7th floor. The tickets are $30.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing with the money is basically buying school supplies for our youth to get prepared for school for this year coming up.
Right.
After that, we are having a barbecue September 14th. Barbecue with another organization called Brothers in Recovery.
Mm.
And we're partnering up with them so we can give out the book bags and the school books inside the book bags. And that will be September 14th. And we're giving out the school supplies from 2 to 3. Everyone must have their children and have a ticket. We're
right.
going to give out tickets. So, yes, we definitely want people to be a part of that. Also, I am working giving people mental health certificates August 31st. That's in the making.
Right.
I'm working on that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody didn't know yet.
Yeah.
But, yes, Thrive NYC would like to come out and do a whole training on mental health.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
And our fish fry is this week.
Yes.
This Saturday
is
our fish fry. I cannot wait. I'm going to have some fun. That information is also on our website, Mason's Building, down on the lower level in the basement part. So we
okay.
got the backyard and the inside, and we just going to jam out and eat some fish. And the food for that, the adults is 10, the children is 8. What we're trying to do is raise more money so we could continue on some more book bags.
Right. Right. And that's one of the main issues with organizations that are doing great is we need your support. Please check the website so you know where the events are and you can come out and support. We are phenomenal women, and help us to continue to help others. And that's really just the bottom line.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Shanice, thank you so much for coming by and allowing my audience to know what's going on and what you're doing. We really appreciate it.
And, thank you.
Again, just visit the website. She's a beautiful woman, too. such a heart of gold. It's hard to meet good people, you know, so genuine about what they do. Because, you know, organizations, you know, you kind of be like, what y'all do again? What y'all do again? You know? But everybody knows what she's doing. So it's really Amen. Great. So I thank you for coming through.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah. And I'll talk to you soon.
You know it. You're welcome.